kicking off hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features we give them away. That's, once again, freetalklive.com. The latest on the IMUS controversy here in moments. But first to the phones and to the fun. Let's go to the amplifier line. Talk to Niall in Utah. Niall, hello.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. What's on your mind?
I just had to chime in on the whole vote versus no vote among anarchists and minarchists and things like that. And I basically probably can't disagree with you more about the whole idea of voting to change, sort of using a fundamentally flawed and immoral system and expect something good to come out of it.
Okay, so you are somebody who is anti-voting, then?
Oh, absolutely. I think the vote's absolutely worthless and pointless. However, I think I may have a solution to this quandary.
Okay.
And it's truly free market, I think. Now, to me, a vote is, like I said, completely pointless and worthless. But to a minarchist, it means something.
Yes.
So, like, what I would propose to anarchists everywhere, and probably Russell Canning and anyone else who really cares, sell your vote. Sell it to the minarchists in direct exchange for a protest during one of your civil disobedience. I mean, if it means something to you and it doesn't mean something to me, it only makes sense that you would sell it
Genius.
To your own good.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
So, I mean,
it solves the problem.
I don't have a problem selling something that doesn't mean anything to me in exchange for, like, I don't know, 15 people showing up.
That's a nice idea, and I guess a free marketeer slash anarchist type wouldn't necessarily have a problem violating the laws that prevent you from selling votes.
Oh, absolutely not. And, you know, I'm pretty sure most would agree. And you know, as far as the submitting to the system through voting, absolutely. If you're voting for it on your own behalf, but if you're selling it, you're not submitting to it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had somebody I was working. I used to work as a taxi driver in one of my many jobs that I've had in the past. And I had somebody try to buy my vote for Kerry.
John Kerry.
Yeah, for John Kerry. They wanted me to vote for John Kerry, and I'm like, man, I'm not going to vote for either one of those. And they tried to give me a $20 for my vote, and I'm like, no thanks.
How were they going to verify it?
Oh, they weren't.
That's the funny thing about selling your vote.
Well, yeah. People in life, though, I mean, you know, some of them will lie to you and some of them not, and people are either confident in their ability to judge character or not, and clearly she was... A, she was slightly inebriated. B, she probably was confident in her ability to judge my character. The fact that I turned her down showed that she was right.
I like your idea, Niall. I like the idea that it can help these two different factions that are normally at odds maybe work together.
Yeah.
Part of it is, of course, you don't sell your vote unless you get something for it. So I'm here in the great socialist paradise of Utah, and I would certainly sell my vote in exchange for 15 minarchists to protest here, but I'm just not going to find anyone to buy.
No.
I'm going to have to go to where the market is if I'm going to sell my vote, and that is New Hampshire.
It's
and you
true.
Know what? They're doing good. Everybody comes out winning on this, as far as I can see.
It's going to be difficult to verify that if that were widespread, but I agree with you in the sense that I think that voting is overrated because it really doesn't matter what form of government you have. What matters is if you have freedom or not, and really in a free market society where everything is voluntary, really where you're voting is you're voting every day with what you write checks out for.
That much is true. Absolutely. And I think he's specifically talking about the political system of voting.
Yes, but that affects the political system too, because don't forget those businesses who cater to their customers best are those who wield the most power.
Niall, any other thoughts?
You know, by way of example, as far as the trust thing, I could give my vote to however, say, Mark would want me to vote, and I would just equally trust him that he would show up or get a couple friends to show up at one of my trials or arrests or however that went.
Yeah, and if he didn't show up, then you would never do that again.
Right.
Niall, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I like that. It's original thinking, looking for solutions instead of continuing the conflict.
It is original thinking. To some extent, that's what I do. I have shown up at certain protests and events here, even though I don't consider them to be of much value. You know, certainly not what I'm, you know, what I consider the biggest issue out there or anything like that, to show support and fidelity for the people here that are of the patriot mindset in this state. at the same time, it'd be really cool if they would go out and vote for the candidates that, you know, the minarchists put in place.
Well, I think Russell Canning has sort of gone part of the way in that, or he's done sort of a similar thing just in his own way. He registered to vote when he had originally moved into New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
He since had attempted to unregister to vote. And as it turned out, it was very, very difficult for him to actually do such a thing. There apparently is no process by which you can unregister to vote.
Can't unregister.
Well, you could move to another state and register in that state. That's one way to do it.
Right.
Is there an expiration on your registration?
I think in some places you do. It does expire.
Mm-hmm. If you don't vote and you don't,
I don't know
check back in with the authorities.
I think it was that way in Florida. I don't know if it's that way here in New Hampshire. Anyway, he couldn't get off the voting rolls. So he's pretty much just told anybody who, if the conversation happens to go to voting, he just, you know, he'll mention, oh, you know, if you want to vote as me, you can. Because here in New Hampshire, you can just walk into the voting precincts, claim that you're somebody, and they don't even check IDs.
We were just discussing off air earlier that Russell should have a few doubles anyway, like Saddam Hussein used
yeah.
to. And then they could arrest him, and he could stay and do the paper.
It's a good idea.
But then the double would have to go to jail.
Yeah, true.
Who would want to do
that?
Some
money.
That's a crappy job.
800-259-9231. Don Imus, the latest on the controversy over what the old corpse said on the air last week.
You know, I was looking, and Don Imus is less than a year older than my mother, so Don Imus is 66. 67.
He doesn't look 67. He looks...
He's 66 and 80. Will soon...
83.
Yeah, he does... It said 1940. Maybe I misread something. Maybe that was his wife's age. I don't know,
no.
but...
No, his wife is much younger.
Let me make sure that I've got that right.
Well, anyway, while you do that, MSNBC, according to the AP, said Wednesday will drop its simulcast of the Imus in the Morning radio program. Responding to growing outrage about the radio host's racial slur against the Rutgers women's basketball team. Quote, the decision comes as a result of an ongoing review process, which initially included the announcement of a suspension. It also takes into account the many conversations that we've had with our own employees, said NBC News in a statement. The announcement was also made on the air. Talk show host Don Imus triggered the uproar on his April 4th show when he referred to the mostly black Rutgers women's basketball team as nappy-headed hoes.
Mm-hmm.
His comments have been widely denounced by civil rights and women's groups. The decision does not affect Imus's nationally syndicated radio show, and the ultimate decision on the fate of that program will rest with executives at CBS Corporation. In a statement, CBS reiterated that Imus will be suspended without pay for 2 weeks beginning on Monday, and that CBS Radio will continue to speak with all concerned parties and monitor the situation closely. Now, MSNBC's action came after a growing list of sponsors, including the American Express Company, Staples, Procter & Gamble, and General Motors. Those are heavyweight sponsors.
Yeah, the big ones.
Said they were pulling ads from Imus's show for the indefinite future. So, I mean, MSNBC, not only were they dealing with angry viewers, they were also dealing with advertisers who didn't want to be anywhere near this controversy.
Mm.
So, with the advertising dollars dropping off, it makes sense that they would decide to let old Don Imus go at this point.
It does make some sense. He can still get a job anywhere.
Well, he still has his radio job. CBS mm-hmm. hasn't made a decision beyond the suspension, which again starts next week. The show originates from WFAN AM in New York City and is syndicated nationally by Westwood One, both of which are managed by CBS Corporation. The former head of the NAACP and director of CBS said before MSNBC's decision that he hoped the broadcasting company would, quote, make the smart decision by firing Imus. Quote, he's crossed the line, he's violated our community, he needs to face the consequence of that violation. And apparently some of our listeners agree, Mark. I believe you got an email from one of our black listeners here on Free Talk Live with some thoughts on it.
It's from James, and I don't think that he necessarily agrees with it, but he's got some stuff to say, and I think it's pretty good. First, I want to say that I'm a fan of Free Talk Live, and I love the show. As an African-American male, I find Imus's statements horrible. At his age, in this era of communication, he should know that any comment like this is uncalled for.
Sure, he does know that, but when you get into the heat of an on-air conversation, certain things come out that maybe you didn't intend for them.
He uses the term ho on a pretty regular basis,
yeah.
And they've shown pretty consistently that he makes racial comments.
Okay. And maybe he's against women, too. I don't know.
Well, he's going to ruin it for Santa Claus. You know, they're going to probably ban Santa Claus from saying ho, ho, ho now.
More on the way. You take control. The rest of the story from this email and your calls as well. Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, archives included. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website for your download and convenience. Go get them. freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click on Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
We're talking about the Don Imus situation, and I want to jump back into the email here in a few moments, but Jamie Told You So is on the line, apparently, from Kentucky, and it's been a while since we've heard from him. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
I'll tell you what, I'm ticked off big time.
Why is that, Jamie?
What's happening, Jamie?
Because Imus in the morning was the start of my morning.
Every morning you listen to Imus, huh?
Yes.
Now, you watch him on television?
Yeah.
What is it about the Imus show that makes it translate so well to television in your mind, Jamie?
Well, he just he messed up what he said, you know, and he's sorry about it. But, you know, NBC was been down his throat for years. They've been trying to get rid of him and
you
stuff.
Think?
Yeah.
And I saw the ratings. He wasn't doing too bad.
And right now, on this very, right now, y'all going to hear me say this. I'm calling for people to call NBC, and if they don't get Imus back on, boycott NBC.
But, you know, that's what you can do. You can definitely fight back. You can certainly fight against a boycott. You can fight against a decision because it's a boycott that's essentially gotten MSNBC to drop the show. There's no reason why market forces can't push back in the other direction. Now, on his television show, they're actually simulcasting. That's his radio show. He doesn't do a special TV-only show, right?
That's right.
Okay, so you just can't tune him in on the radio in your area, huh?
No, I can't. I don't get it, AM channels or FM.
Do they show his entourage on the television as well, or is it just Don?
Well, okay. No, they show his guy. They I forget his name, but the guy on there that tells the news and they tell about sports and.
What are you going to do now, Jamie? Now that Don is gone, what are you going to do in your morning?
Oh, he'll be back.
I don't know about that.
There's another thing. Well,
I like your optimism and everything, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
I'm not a psychic or nothing, but I see what's coming.
God, Jamie, I wish you were.
You know what's coming?
Mm.
He's going to satellite radio.
Well, you know, it could happen.
Just like Howard Stern did.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember.
And I hope he does. And I'm not going to watch MSNBC no more. Well, one program.
Okay.
What's his name? Comes on.
I'm not sure.
I don't know how to watch TV. Keith Olbermann?
Keith Olbermann, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a good
Wow, show. That's pretty
yeah.
good. Pretty good, Ian, for somebody who doesn't watch.
You know, Jamie, I think he'll be back. He's gotten fired so many times. I remember he was on WNBC.
Not back on MSNBC, though.
Well, he was on WNBC in New York years ago in the late 70s, early 80s, and he was fired for something he said back then. And he's back with NBC again now. He'll be back. They're going to...
You're not radio
over.
Unless you've been fired.
Well, you know, Opie and Anthony were canned a few years ago for this church stunt that they did, and probably would be pretty offensive to you, Jamie Told You So, but what they did was they had some people go into, like, a confession booth at a church and have sex.
Oh, no.
During the service.
And so, there's another thing I like to say.
Yes,
these people that's, like, banned the Procter & Gamble.
Yeah.
The Procter & Gamble. And I'm going to ban them, too.
That's you know what? That's something you can do. You can go and start buying store brands instead of buying...
I am. I'm going to start buying dollar store brands.
There you go.
Start. Hey, Jamie, who was that little...
working at the dollar store?
Who was that little girl that was just talking there?
Oh, that was my niece.
I just wondered. She sounds cute.
Are you still working at the dollar store, Jamie?
No, I'm looking for a job.
What happened?
Oh, me and the boss got into it.
Oh no. Boy. What over?
I reckon this messed up a couple of times, and heck, she just all went all nuts.
That's right. She just couldn't handle a little mess up.
You weren't late for work, were you?
No. She couldn't have. That's the way of these bosses. You mess up and stuff, and if you don't have a right to say nothing, but the boss does.
Yeah, I guess that's the truth. You about summed it up.
So what are you looking for? Go ahead.
What now?
I was just gonna say, what are you looking at as options as far as your new career?
Well, I'm thinking about going back to Purdue Farms.
I was going to say, you know what? You sound like a man that's cut out for a factory job.
You can pluck a chicken pretty quick, huh?
I can pluck a chicken. They used to call me the plucker.
It sure is nice hearing from you, sir. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. That was a perfect ending. 800 the plucker.
Nice.
800-259-9231. I'm so distracted. Oh, yeah. Opie and Anthony. That's what I was pointing out. Sort of. history of radio shows that sort of get shuffled around. They generate some controversy, it simmers down, it dies out, and then they get rehired. And so a perfect example would be Opie and Anthony, who did something which is also pretty outrageous to a lot of people, a lot of religious people.
Despicable.
They had people go into a church and have sex while the service was going on, so everyone heard it. They were, of course, on the radio, on a cell phone at the
same
time. Oh, my,
that's awful.
A lot of people got offended.
I'm offended just hearing about it.
I think it was CBS that was owned them at the time, and so CBS canned them at that point. They kind of went underground for a year or whatever, and then they popped back up on XM satellite radio. And they just started, you know, once again, they had a lot of momentum right out of the gate. They did so well on XM that then XM signed a deal with CBS, their former employer, and now they're back on FM talk radio.
Yeah, because if those things blow over, just if they don't get stupid again, they'll probably be okay. But
so you're saying the same thing's going to happen with Ina?
I think so. He's been fired for many times over dumb things he's done or said on the air, and he'll be back. He has an audience.
He's gotten a huge amount of press, and honestly, that's what his job is.
Creating controversy and publicity.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a great point that he may go to, and Jamie touched on this, that he might go to satellite radio, because it's a very realistic possibility. They've got Howard Stern, they've got Opie and Anthony, they've got the shocker, the shockingest of the shock jocks, so-called. Mm. And I personally don't really care for that term, but the media seems to love it. They've got those guys, and it would make sense for them to add Don Imus and I guess Howard Stern. I wonder what he would have to say about it. Like, him and Don have sort of been arch enemies for a long time.
I thought that Howard Stern said that basically what Don's done is apologize too much.
Yeah, that is what he said.
That's right.
He said he sounded like someone who was apologizing in their first radio job.
Mm. Yeah, that's probably true. But, you know, way back when, Imus was a direct competitor to Howard Stern. They were both considered over-the-edge shock jocks, and Imus actually has toned down quite a bit over the years. Howard hasn't.
Another point on him moving to satellite radio, in that as far as how effective it'll be or how it'll work, is that, well, he's lost a lot of advertisers now for his MSNBC show. They pulled out, and as a result, they fired Imus. But with satellite radio, advertisers aren't as important as subscribers are. So it would be interesting to see what the response from the subscribers of a satellite radio service would be if they brought on Don Imus. Would a bunch of people drop out? Would an equivalent amount of people or more join to hear the show? And how would the advertisers factor into that? So it'd be kind of a different situation. The advertisers' opinions wouldn't be as important there. Yep. We'll see what happens with this. And we'll get back to the email here as well from one of our African-American listeners.
How are you doing today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the wiki. Over 1,200 unique pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. And you can see what I mean by heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. As we continue with the IMIS controversy, and of course your calls about anything, the email that we'd received that you just barely begun, Mark.
Just barely.
We're going to continue it at this point. It's from one of our... I always have such a tough time deciding whether to call black people or African Americans. And I think that black people's more accurate. We've talked to some of our black listeners in the past, and they don't mind being called that. I don't want to offend anybody. But he calls himself an African American in the email. So
he seems to do that.
But because you can be black and be from the United Kingdom as well, in which case you wouldn't be an African American.
He also calls himself a black man.
Okay, good. So. I feel better about it.
But it's, you know, it's something that gets tippy-toed around, and I don't know. I don't like tippy-toeing in my life in general, and I don't see why it should be. You know, there's a small amount of difference. There's no difference in the DNA. There's a small amount of melanin difference, and that's the difference.
That's it.
That's it. Okay, so he says, there's no excuse for calling a collegiate sports team or any other person, period, hose or nappy-headed. You can be a shock jock, but you don't need to be ignorant. And I think you're going to have a difficult time being a shock jock without doing some name-calling.
Sure.
And IMIS he calls lots of people hoes, lots of women hoes. He calls his wife a hoe.
Really?
Yeah, he has done that, and it's. I don't think that that's
so it
that
wasn't
big of
necessarily
deal.
A target against black people then.
It doesn't seem to be, although he has said lots of bigoted things.
Okay, so he may be an old racist then.
I think he's just trying to be shocking, but that's just an opinion.
Could
I
be.
Don't know.
Could be.
Many of my white friends don't understand the background to many words that are offensive to me. How hard is it just not to say these words? How hard is it not to use the N-word or any word that would offend a race? You don't need a high level of education to avoid saying a few handful of words. Or not a few, it's just a handful of words. Everyone knows the background to African-American culture in this nation and the pain that stems from years of hatred, disrespect, and oppression. If you do not know, then you need to educate yourself and learn the background of these words and our history. I know that many white people...
Is there a list of these words? I mean, because I know the N-word, and you
it's
know...
It's pretty obvious, right?
That one is obvious, I think, to everyone. Don Imus didn't use the N-word in this particular case. You know, where's the official list of words that is offensive that people should avoid?
I don't know that there is one.
No.
You know, and I just... I think I still see this particular comment as being on the line. But remember, I'm defending one of my own. I don't want somebody calling my advertisers and saying that I said something offensive. I don't want somebody calling my syndicate and saying he needs to. I don't want people calling me calling for my ouster based on something I said. So I'm defending one of my own. I'm going to defend it more. Defend him. More vociferously than I would lots of people, simply because he's part of my group and I want to be treated the same way. Sort of here we have a perfect heads up. You know, the black guy's defending not using racial language against a radio guy, and
okay,
you know, I'm trying to be as fair as I possibly can.
Fair enough.
But you know, it's not easy, I can tell you. I know that many white people want to know why African Americans can use the word and whites cannot. I personally feel...
The N-word.
Yeah, the N-word.
Right.
And many words should just not be used by anyone, and I would agree. I think it's unfair that you can say that blacks can say it and whites can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe. What you must understand is that white people created certain words to destroy a race. For that reason, you cannot use those these words at all. You should not want to use these words if you truly feel that other races are equal to white race. I don't know that I necessarily think that's so. I think that they, from an a person who wishes to sound educated, that's true. You can't use the N-word and sound like an educated individual, as far as I'm concerned. But when you're talking about there's iterations of the N-word out there that are sort of used in popular culture. And I don't think that if you have a white guy that is sort of from that culture, let's use Slim Shady. What's his name?
That's his name, I think.
He's got another name. Anyway. That's
Eminem.
Eminem, yeah. That guy. And my impression of him is, and I don't know everything about his life, is that he's from a black neighborhood in Detroit. I think that he can use that terminology with cohorts of his. He's, his whole band, the people that he hangs with are all black. And I think he can use some iteration of that terminology without being racist or anything like that. I don't think it's that much of a problem.
There's certain situations where you think it's okay.
I think it's coarse, but I don't think it's racist.
Okay.
I personally won't use that terminology. I do not like it being used against my used on my friends, whether the person using it is black or white.
I agree.
I heard a black guy call my friend Julian, who is blackish,
mulatto.
Yeah, he's he's probably closer to quadroon, but I heard them call him the N-word, and I was shocked. That Julian didn't take it like anything, but it made me feel terrible. I felt my face change temperatures. I wanted to beat the guy up over it.
That would be an interesting situation.
It really is.
White man beats up a black guy
for using the N-word on his friend.
Yeah.
It would be a very strange situation, and that's one of the reasons why I just kept my mouth shut,
because
it was such an odd scenario. And, you know, after that, I sort of came to the opinion that, you know, you need to settle down on this particular word for myself. I mean, I needed to settle down on that word. It's not that big of a deal. He was just using it as a indication of fidelity or something like that. And I don't know. Another time, real quick, I was playing a video game where Julian and I were playing a video game, and in the video game, it was a British thing. They called black people baboons. I couldn't. Oh my God!
Wow.
I thought it was going to sink into the floor. And he said, it just makes it realistic." So, there's different people that think different things.
Sure.
You know, this is just one.
I'd say that Julian's pretty easygoing in comparison to some of the people who've taken offense to what Don Imus has to say.
I think, maybe, but it depends on the vitriol that's behind it, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Mark, right. How do you feel about that old interview with Robert Byrd where he described white people as being the N-word, too, that they could be, and there was a big uproar over that? Do you remember that one?
I don't like that. There's I don't like the whole, well, there's black people, and then there's the N-words. You know, these people that are the N-words.
Well, he was also saying that there were white N-word people,
sure,
too.
I understand that.
He knew a lot of those people.
An expansion of that. And
I know there's white trash.
Yeah. I think that it's better to use terminology like trash.
Yeah.
All right.
But even that is nothing to call somebody, even if they are.
I mean, it's just as you recall, I've said in the past.
Yeah, but I can get on the air and use white trash all I want.
No one's going to say anything.
That's true.
I've said that I like the Confederate flag. I really do. I think it's a
pretty flag.
Yeah, it's a pretty flag. I like a lot of the things that the Confederacy stood for, states' rights and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But if I were to put that bumper sticker on the back of my car,
you'd be a racist.
It would hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I wouldn't be a racist.
No, you wouldn't be, but people would think you were.
They would, and it would hurt some people's feelings. And I think that you've got to be careful in that respect.
And that's what Don Imus has done here. I don't think he intended to. I don't think he thought the Rutgers team was listening to his show. In fact, they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
He was just using them as a very crude joke. But there's more to the email, right?
Right. Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. This is the part that I probably disagree with the most from the email.
Okay.
Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are going after people who use offensive words because no one else will. The FCC goes after Janet Jackson for a split-second boob shot that was barely seen except for those with TiVo. Where's the FCC when Imus makes an offensive remark? Obviously, these remarks are racist when you look at the racial divide.
The FCC's job is not to prevent radio show hosts from being offensive. It's to prevent them allegedly from being so-called obscene and indecent, which has to do with sex and has to do with excretory functions. More from this emailer in a moment. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on the Imus controversy or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice,
Sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net. Toll-free line 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. By the way, that does include the updates. Just get signed up for them. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show at updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, recently an update was sent out about all the new items in our Free Talk Live store, which you can go and purchase, including the brand new Free Marketeer design T-shirt, the ladies Free Talk Live T-shirts in two different colors. We also have the new Free Talk Live beanie cap, the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo, the very hot-selling Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget MP3 player / FM tuner / voice recorder / flash drive. That's for less than $60, believe it or not. And more. It's all there for you in the pre-order phase right now at store.freetalklive.com. Great way to get some cool Free Talk Live gear and help support the show. And once again, that's store.freetalklive.com. Jumping back into the email from one of our listeners, who is an African-American, black man, who has some comments on the Don Imus situation. Can you just jump back like to the start of the paragraph you were just on, Mark, the part you disagree with the most?
Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are going after people who use offensive words because no one else will. And I think that that's, to some extent, that part is true.
But they're also going after them because they want attention.
And they're bigots themselves.
Are they?
I'm sorry. Jesse Jackson has used the terminology Heineytown. He doesn't like Jewish people. Right. Al Sharpton has a litany of racist terms that he has used in the past. These guys, not saints.
They like to shake down organizations for money for their own organizations. They actually have gone to like Toyota and tried to get money from them.
Yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah, they do it all the time. They're shakedown artists. It's widely known.
And
people would just ignore them, then they wouldn't... It wouldn't get anywhere, but
exactly.
The media just lavishes them with attention.
And he makes the question, where is the FCC? And he asks the question, where is the FCC when Imus makes an offensive remark? And, I guess the FCC, it isn't their job. And I would say that...
Please, I don't want the FCC getting involved in regulating offensiveness.
I don't want enough
as is.
You're right. I don't want the FCC involved in anything. We don't need them. It is really easy for a white American to say, it's no big deal, get over it, because you seem to not understand the pain of these words. Imus's listeners and those of Free Talk Live are probably a large portion white.
I would say that's
he's
true.
Right. I can't possibly claim to understand the pain of these words. However, I can say, and I know I'm not understanding the pain, but I can say that if someone were to call white people honkies or whatever sort of derogatory terms there are out there, white trash, honky,
cracker.
I don't care.
And no, we don't. We're not scared of using that particular term, but I won't use the N-word. Now, it's kind of strange. I can say that I probably understand racism a little better than most white people do. I was in a... I do.
Okay.
I was in a prison for 8.5 years.
A lot of racism.
That was majority black, and, you know, what you're talking about is the more coarse and base of both races in this particular place. So most of these people had a tendency to be separated along racial lines, use racial terminology, that kind of thing.
Right.
Not all of them, but, you know, it was there. And so I understood what it was like to be in the minority and disliked for my race.
I see.
It's not exactly the same. I mean, there's still a bunch of white guards, you know, and that kind of thing.
The tables were turned a little bit.
To some extent. And, you know, I also go through life being branded as a convicted felon. It's not the easiest thing in the world to deal with. It's probably more difficult getting hired as a convicted felon than it is getting hired as a black person.
Okay.
But then again, I earned the title convicted felon.
Yeah.
You weren't born that way. You're just born black. So, anyway, I'm just... everybody has a taste of what this is like. let's see, probably large person white, they don't understand the issue. They hear these comments and see no problem using the same words in public. And yes, there are people who are stupid enough to repeat his comments, and there are. Mark, and then he individually addresses us on specific issues. Imus may not have been trying to be mean, but if he wants to say that these women are rough and tumble, then why couldn't he just have said rough and tumble? Why couldn't he have said, a thousand of other words? How about hardcore?
I don't know, maybe he's trying to be cool.
Working hard.
He did turn them hardcore, I believe. No, it was his producer that called them hardcore.
Hose.
And then he called them nappy-headed.
Or any other words in the English language. Imus has been doing his show long enough to be able to handle the length and exhaustion that a new host could blame for flubbing his words. The fact is that Imus wanted to be shocking and not intelligent. That's true.
Right.
And Imus doesn't claim to have an intelligent show. And it's not a show for intelligent people. Not to say that everybody listens to Imus's show is dumb. But that's not the aim, and that's not the purpose of the show.
I wasn't stimulated when I've heard it.
Right. People who like Howard Stern and Don Imus, who use shock jock, have no... Don Imus, who use shock, have no intelligent value. And ever since I began listening to FTL Podcast, I've heard many times about people being stupid. I know you guys hate stupid people. Stern and Imus
that's
get paid
true.
To be
I
stupid.
Feel sorry for them.
I hate stupidity in certain forms.
I hate
forms.
Government people who want to use force on them.
You certainly do. Stupid, let's see, they get paid to be stupid, and their followers tend not to be that high on the evolutionary chart. One of my former roommates was a Stern follower, and he had no problem calling me the N-word, and that stopped when I showed him the background of the word. Ian, this may not be a major blow to society, but I think it shows that racism still exists. It shows the pain and the wounds from 40 years ago.
Does anyone deny that racism... I mean, does anyone claim that racism doesn't exist?
No.
Of course it exists.
And I think that we need to hold Imus account. I guess I've moved slightly from my position. Having heard what James has to say, I've moved on my position. I think it's okay for you to contact NBC, MSNBC, and which I guess is NBC, and CBS, and tell them what you think about his comments.
Of course it's okay.
And, you know, I think I would have said that before. I would have encouraged people not to and just turn it off.
Yeah.
I think that it's, you know, if it offends you, okay, let them know that it offends you. If it's going to prevent you from buying products that you see advertised on there or watch or viewing, you need to tell them. It's same with the advertisers of
his
show.
That's what people are doing.
And that's what needs to be done. The FCC does not need to be involved.
Ew.
Now, also, Imus is going to be able to get a show if Imus wants a show. If Imus gets fired from everything, Imus will get a show if Imus wants a show. Imus has been on the air long enough. He's got a pedigree, if not a talent, for being on the air, and that won't be a problem for him.
Okay.
He's 65 years old and looks like he's 85. He probably should consider retiring, and I don't think... That
take his toys, go to the ranch.
Right. Go spend some time with his hoe.
I wouldn't want to spend... awful. I wouldn't want to go out on the note that he's gone out on, if this is, in fact, his going out. But you know, it would take too long to rebuild a career if he actually got fired over this entirely. All right. Back to what he says. Let's see. I think how it felt to be called a nappy-headed, choose any word, in the 50s and 60s when your life was actually at risk, then hearing the term used again with such disregard. To many, like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, the coach of the Rutgers team, and parents of the athletes who have taught their children about their history, this isn't an easy thing to forgive and forget. Imus can say, I'm sorry, but what does he say off the air? I wouldn't accept his apology unless he learned from his actions. The difference in calling the Knicks a bunch of pimps and the Rutgers ladies a bunch of nappy-headed hoes is that the word pimps is not directed at a single race.
Well, the word nappy isn't directed at a single race.
Right. Now, this is the thing. In that terminology, calling the Knicks chest-thumping pimps, somebody could decide that chest-thumping refers to gorillas.
That's what Toby said the other night.
That's what he did say. And this is the crux of it all, is James is deciding that nappy is is something against black people.
By the dictionary, it is not.
Chest thumping is not. And so he's making an arbitrary decision.
As did everyone else who's been offended by this.
Right, as they are. I don't necessarily see it that way. I don't see the racial connotations. It says it has no racial connotations. The word nappy does. I don't see that the word nappy does.
It's a stereotype, though. Because I've heard black people call other black people that very thing.
They absolutely do.
But Imus hasn't earned the right because he hasn't had ancestors who went through slavery. Slavery, the wounds and scars of slavery are still deep in this country.
Sure. What about Torgo, who used to be on the show? He's a co-host. He's 2.5% black.
How does he know it's 2.5%?
DNA. He was DNA tested.
He was DNA tested.
Absolutely on the air. It's the God's honest truth.
Why did he do that?
It was a stunt.
It was free.
Yeah, it was a free stunt.
Okay. Well, you know, if Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson hadn't jumped on this, then no one would have ever known about it. No, Imus would have never gotten any of this attention. The words would have just slipped out on the air, and they would have gone away into the ether, never to be heard again by anybody else. And it's clear. It seems clear to me that this really wasn't that terrible until Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton got their hands on the issue and blew it up.
Now, James says, and I agree with him on this, I think the best thing that Imus can do is educate himself on why his words were offensive and take what he has learned to the airwaves. Allow his listeners to understand the issue, educate the public, and it would take him one show and this issue would go away. James wants him to do is interview the girls, which Imus has, you know, said that he would be willing to do.
Hour 3's on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.